these Huskies are, huh?
Well, Bob and I actually talked. You know, they've got some new guys this year, but, you know, at the same time, they have a great nucleus returning. A lot of guys that were younger last year as freshmen maybe played behind those seniors but still scored 25, 30 points each. Five of their six defensemen are returning. Probably the one area that they're new is in the nets with losing both their goaltenders and, you know, similar situation we were in a year ago with some of the turnover. But I think that probably the one thing that hurt them last week and more than any other is they didn't play any games the week before. You know, Mankato had played a couple games, and, you know, it does take a while to get back at that tempo and that pace.
Not to diminish the games in Alaska, but, you know, full houses this weekend, TV coverage. Is there almost a sense of this is kind of the start of the season?
Well, I think that, yes and no. I think anytime you're playing games, you feel like the season's moving forward. But at the same time, obviously, the home. You know, you go on the road and you play your couple games, and, you know, you play an exhibition game. It's not the same feel as when you're playing at home. And, you know, this is obviously going to be different this weekend from a standpoint of our first real home game and then really a difficult road environment to play in. And our guys haven't been up there for a few years. And, you know, St. Cloud's a difficult place to play, and that'll be their home opener. So they're going to have a lot of juice. So it's going to be a lot more difficult. The speed limit's going to go up. The skill level, when you make a mistake, you're going to pay more when you make a mistake this weekend.
How do you prepare for that in practice?
Well, just you have the competitiveness of your practice, the speed and tempo that you're practicing at. That's going to be critical. We know that when we play St. Cloud State, that if you mismanage the puck, they're always a really good transition team, good off the rush. And they're going to make plays. So if you're going to turn pucks over, that's the difference. I mean, maybe you played a team the opening weekend that weren't going to make you pay for your mistakes. But when you're playing a more highly skilled team, then they're going to make you pay.
A lot was made about your record versus in-state teams mm-hmm. last year. Do you look at it that way, or is it just non-conference games
it's,
that you have?
Well, it's a little both. I mean, what happened last year really is last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is our year, a different year, and, you know, we look at it more. I mean, non-conference is important, and it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, going up to Anchorage is important not to give a game away. It's important to, you know, have some success to St. Cloud, and then you're on to Clarkson, St. Lawrence. So we know we have 16 non-conference games this year, and that's critical, especially how we've talked about in our league, at least up till this year, that they're all front-loaded. So you want to get off to a better start.
Has that been a point of emphasis, especially with the schedule where there's several ranked teams in the stretch?
Well, we haven't gotten ahead of ourselves. I mean, we haven't talked about anything moving beyond this weekend. I think we just, you know, what we do as coaches and players, I mean, you just kind of live in the moment, and, you know, you prepare for a weekend, and Saturday's over, and, you know, Sunday you kind of sit back, and, you know, the players can have a day off, and then it all begins on Monday. So it's so much week to week, and you're going to have good weekends, you're going to have bad weekends, and, you know, when a weekend's over, good or bad, you have to have a little amnesia and just move forward and prepare for the next weekend. But, you know, what we do non-conference is important. I mean, we gave some games away non-conference. It cost us come the end of the year, and, you know, now we're 2-0 non-conference, and with 14 more to go.
All five Minnesota programs are ranked. Do you remember the last time that happened?
No, I think that just speaks volume of, you know, they're good programs. They're all good programs, and, you know, we've all, you know, found success, you know, as we've branched off. And, you know, Bemidji and Mankato might be the two best teams in the WCHA this year. Obviously, St. Cloud's been very, and UMD been very successful in their league. So I think it's good for hockey in our state. You know, we've talked about, you know, I think you look at the commitment the schools have to their programs, you know, the new buildings up in Duluth and Bemidji, and, you know, the renovations at Mankato and St. Cloud, that, I mean, they're premier programs in the country. I mean, that's the reality, and that's why they're having the success they're having.
You mixed up the lineup a little bit after the Alaska trip. Were you pretty happy with the way things started out?
You know what? I like our lines right now. You know, I think that I really like the way some of our sophomores are playing right now. I think that's the thing that I'm most happy with. You know, you look at a guy like Ramsey and Romenko that, you know, didn't make a real strong impact in our team last year, but, you know, this year they're different players. I mean, they both scored in the exhibition game, but they both looked really good up in Alaska. They're really good penalty killers. They understand their role. You know, obviously Gates getting out of the, no pun intended, gate, and scoring five goals in the first three games, even though the couple didn't count this weekend. That just, you know, he's still young. He just turned 19 years old, and I've seen a noticeable difference in his game as well, too. So, you know, I think we have some more options up front than what we had a year ago. But, I mean, it's still early. It still can change game by game. And, you know, we'll see. We'll have a little bit better idea after this weekend, you know, what's good and bad about our team.